count it a great honor, great privilege to be back in God's house one more time. Beautiful singing. Everything's been beautiful. Everything's been wonderful. Everything you've done for this revival, it's been great. It really has. And my desire, though, tonight is for a lost and a dying world to be saved. That's my desire. You got your Bibles and you want to read along with us. The Lord's laid a little thought on our heart. And if you're here and lost tonight, I want you to listen to the Lord. The Lord tells you to do something, you follow. Tonight, I didn't come to straighten the church out. Tell you what, I've tried to get myself straightened out. I want to see folks saved. If you're here and lost tonight, you ain't got to go home that way. The Bible said in the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, most of you can quote this, said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." This is Jesus speaking, words in red. "In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, have that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know the way." The way you know. "Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me." And that being correctly read this evening, I'll do my best to share with you the thought that the Lord has laid on our heart is you've got to have a home. You got to have a home. We all need a home. You say, "Preacher, I got a home." The Bible said, "Hey, brother, the earth is going to melt with fervent heat." Hey, brother, you better have a better plan than the home that you have here. And the Bible said, in one place, the Bible said there was a man, his name was Cain. And the Bible said it fell on a day that they offered a sacrifice unto God over there. And the Bible said that he brought the fruits of the ground, and Abel, he brought of the firstlings of his flock. And the Bible said that God accepted Abel's offering. Somebody said, "Why did God accept one and not the other?" The Bible said that Abel offered his offering by faith. And this is a faith way. It's a believing way. And listen, and the Bible said, that because that Cain, God didn't accept his offering, the Bible said that Cain was wrought. You be careful tonight in the condition you get in. Why? The Lord spoke to Cain and said, "Cain, if thou dost well, Cain, you'll be accepted." Listen today, brothers and sister, God loves you just as much as he loves me, and he loves me just as much as he does you. He didn't love Cain, Abel more than Cain. He didn't love Cain more than Abel. Brother, they was the right way with God, and you have to come that way. They ain't the one way. You say, "That's closed-minded, brother." And no, that's Bible. And that's what the Bible said. And no other name given whereby men must be saved. And the Bible said that Cain, when the Lord spoke to him, he said, if you do well, you'll be accepted. What does that mean? Brother Cain could have repented. Cain could have made things right with God. But he didn't, the Bible said. The Bible said, the Lord told him, I said, if you do well, you'll be accepted. But if not, sin lies at the door. Listen tonight. The devil, brother, he's done everything he can to speak to you and tell you, don't get saved. Don't go up tonight. You wait. Put it off. See, the Bible said, the devil's a thief, a robber, a murderer, and a liar. Listen, he's not satisfied with you being out of the will of God. He'll kill you tonight. Yes, he will. You say, I don't know if I believe that. Brother, there's a multitude of people taking their own lives and not dying of cancer and not dying in a car wreck, but dying because Satan is a murderer and a thief and a robber and a destroyer. Yeah, that's the hands that Cain fell in. Sin lied outside the door. And the Bible says, said that old Cain, he waited on his brother. Yes, he did. Sin got in his life. He let sin have its way with him. Yes, he did. And the Bible said it was the day that Cain and Abel was in the field. And the Bible said Cain rose up against his brother and slew him there. Listen. And the Bible said that the Lord came and asked, said, Cain, where is thy brother? He said, I don't know. He said, am I thy brother's keeper? Listen to me tonight. The Lord knows the condition that you're in tonight. The Lord knows whether or not you're in the will of God. You can lie to me. You can lie to Russell. But you cannot and will not lie to God. No, you won't. Brother, he knows. He knew exactly where Abel was. Yes, he did. And the Bible said that he told Cain, he said, a fugitive and a vagabond you'll be all the days of your life. Listen, what does that mean? He was going to be a wanderer. He was doing, you don't have no home. Wouldn't you have no place to rest? I wasn't going to be able to find peace and comfort in his heart and soul. He said, a fugitive and a vagabond you'll be. And you say, well, that don't sound too bad. I like to travel anyway. Listen, and probably the saddest words I've ever heard out of the Bible. And the Bible said that Cain went out of the presence of the Lord that day. Yes, he did. He went out of the presence of the Lord. I'm going to tell you what. I don't know everything about God's Word, but I've never read where he ever came back to the presence of God. What you do here tonight is serious business. You're dealing with God tonight. One-on-one. Just you and him. You need a home. See, old Cain. Cain didn't have a home. He never, somebody said, well, he got to dwell in the land of Nod. That's what the Bible said. You know what Nod means? Wandering. You know what? I tell you what, I'm a little bit like that. You say, what are you getting at, preacher? Well, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, but don't you mistake me. I got a home. And yeah, I'm just passing through down here, but I'm going somewhere. I'm on a journey, and a journey has a destination. Yes, it does. Yeah, I'm on a journey tonight. And I want you to listen to this. It says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, I believe also in me. That's what Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. You know what? Tonight, you can have a home. I thought about homeless people all day long today. What about no play? You know what? When the day's done, you know where I want to go. I want to go home. I want to go home. What is home? It's my place of safety. It's my dwelling place. It's the place where there's peace at in my home. If my home's not at peace, I'd rather I'm not satisfied. I want my home to be in order. Yes, I do. The Bible said in one place, I told one of them, said, get your house in order. How you going to die and not live? Where are you going to go home to? Where are you going to spend eternity at? How the Bible talks about one place. How when a man grows old and his body gets weak and he slows down, he's afraid of the heights, he's afraid of the way. But the Bible said he goes to his long home. And what is that? His eternal home. And that's what we've been singing about tonight. Almost every song was about going home. Where's your home at tonight? Where are you going to spend eternity at? I see. You got to have a home. You got to have somewhere to go. The ground was cursed. I couldn't go there. And Nod was a place of wandering. And no home. Couldn't go there. I couldn't find no peace there. Are you satisfied with what you're dealing with today? And if you're not, there's a great call from home today. Yeah, there's a call from home. Call from home. Somebody said, well, I don't know. I don't know about heaven. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I did. When I went to the altar, I went to the altar to get out of hell. I did. And then they handed me the Word of God. And I got to reading the fine print. Have y'all ever noticed when you get those vacation brochures, you start reading the fine print, and a lot of times they don't allow this. It ain't good for that. But I'm going to tell you what. I've read a good bit of the fine print in this book. It just gets better and better. Home is a place to go. You need a home. And I don't care where you are, who you are, where you've been. And God don't neither. That's the good thing about God. He don't care where you've been. He just cares about where you're going. You may not have no family. You know what? God wants to give you one. You know what home is? Home's where the family resides. Home. The Bible speaks about, trying to look it up and I couldn't ever find it. The Bible speaks about one person in the Bible. There was a lot of them. It said when they died, they were gathered unto their people. When they died, they were gathered unto their people. I'm glad today. Somebody said, well, you've lost this loved one or you've lost that loved one. No, I know right where they are. They're waiting on us at home today. There's an eternal home. Yes, they are. There's a home to go to. You want a home, you can have one. Jesus prepared a place for you. A place for you. A place for you. Somebody said, well, I was just meant to go to hell. That's a lie from the devil. That's all that is, the life of the... How Jesus said, it was not the Father's will that any should perish, but that all come to repent. Somebody said, well, don't you believe that God knows everything? Yes, I do. Do you believe that God knew those that would not accept Him? Yes, I do. But they, everyone, had the same opportunity. Grace for all. Grace. Cain didn't have to go out like he did. No, he didn't. He said, if thou doest well, you'll be accepted. You come to the altar when the Lord bids you. You cry out to God. Tell Him what you need. I ain't got no prayer that you need to repeat. My brother, the only prayer I had was, Lord, save me. And it was sufficient. It was all he was looking for, was the belief in my heart. My brother, the prayer, the repentance, the confession that I had. And he saved my soul. You need a home. You need a home. What are you going to do without a home? Y'all ever thought about Judas? I want you to listen to this. The Bible said suffer being ended. One of these days, supper's gonna be over. These church services, the last altar call is gonna be given. And the Bible said that Judah let Satan in his heart. Let him have his way with him. Let him deceive him. Let him destroy him. Let him murder him, lie to him. And the Bible said that when Jesus died over there on the cross. Would you listen to what he did? You listen to Satan tonight. I'll show you where you'll get. Brother Judas, when he realized what he had done, he went over and gave the money back. And they said, well, we can't even take it back. You know what? You wait too long. You wait too long, you can't take it back. You'd say, sing me one more verse, and now they, hi, brother, we're just about to that point. Sing me one more verse, preacher. Listen, one of these days there's going to be people crying out for one more opportunity to be saved. Though Judas, the Bible said that he got in a place where he went out and hung himself. Hung himself. He knew what he had done. Somebody said, well, sin is sin. That ain't what Jesus said. He said, he that betrayeth me hath committed the greater sin. You listen. Now I'm going to tell you something. My sins are forgiven. They're under the blood. Sin is not sin. Brother, you die lost in that condition. In hell you lift up your eyes. But old Judas, he went out and hung himself. The book of Acts. I want you to listen to this. The book of Acts talks about Judas. Said this man purchased a field with the reward of his iniquity. Falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem insomuch that the field was called in a proper tongue a Seldomah. That is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let the habitation be desolate, and no man dwell therein, and his breastplate let another take. Listen. Oh, Judas got in such a shape, he killed himself, hung himself. And that same one you've been listening to, where was he? Where was he? Where was he? He never showed, did he? That's the way the devil would do every one of us. He'll get you in a point where you're willing to take your own life and die and destroy yourself. He won't come comfort you. He won't be there with you. Brother, I'm going to tell you this. If you go to hell, You'll go to that place, you will still won't have a home. If you go to hell, you still won't have a home. You say, well, it's a place. You know what it is? The Bible said it's a place that was prepared not for you, but the devil and his angels. You'll still not have a home. What are you going to call home? You know what I've got? I've got a brother that I never got to meet. I named my eldest son after him. Never got to meet him, but I know where he is. He's at home. I got a sister that drowned in a tragic accident. But she's at home. She's at home. I got a home. Somebody said, well, preacher, you don't know much about that home. You know what? The Bible said, I have seen, ear heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. But I want you to listen to that next verse. It says, but God. I like that. But God hath revealed it. Now listen, I'll tell you, we don't know nothing about heaven. I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. The Bible said, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. I'm going to tell you something today. I know a little bit about home. You say, how do you know? Because I'm homesick for it. It's where I long to be. I'm homesick a little bit for a place I've never been. But through the Spirit of God, I know this, it's a good place. I know this, that the Spirit of God dwells there. I know this, it's a happy place. I know this, the family's there. And you say you can't prove that anybody's there. I'll tell you this, when Jesus was transfigured before, I'm going to tell you something, I don't understand it all. But I know this, Moses and Elias was there with him. Somebody said, well, I know Mama. They knew Moses. They knew Elias. I believe we'll know some folks when we get there. Hey, it won't be. I won't go in. I feel like an outcast. There we go, Jack. Don't fit in many places. You get there. I feel about as much at home right here where I am as I do anywhere. Somebody said, how can that be? That's God. That's the Spirit of God. The Bible said, but God hath revealed them unto us. Yea, the deep things. You want to get in there deep. Everybody's wanting something deep. I tell you what's deep, the Spirit of God. Hi, brother, it's deep. It's the deep. It's over your head deep. This water's to swim in. Yes, it is. You need a home. You got a home. You got a home today. Y'all come get a stone. I'm done. You got a home. Where are you going to spend eternity at? Don't let the devil do you like he did Cain. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. You walk out these doors. You say, preacher, will it be the last time? I don't know. I don't know. I can't promise you anything but tonight. Today is the day of salvation. I'm going to tell you this, though. If you're lost and undone, there's a good people. And there's a good, good God that loves you. And you know what all of us are? We're like Moses over there. And when Jethro come to him, and brother, I'm going to tell you this, just come go with her. Somebody said, well, you don't know where you're going. I do. And Jesus said, I am the way. I'm following Jesus. He told me I knew the way. How do you know the way? Because He is the way. He is the way. People's got a lot of big ideas about what they're going to do when they get there. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just proclaim the blood of Jesus. Proclaim the blood of Jesus today. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You got to have a home. Everybody needs a home. You know what? It takes a home to thrive. Down there where I work at, we got some homeless people. They wander around the streets And then they're doing everything they can do to survive. So you know what? That ain't what God has for them. God's got better than that for them. God wants you to have a home. God wants you to have a family. Y'all stand to your feet. You men come out here with us. Come right now. While the Lord's dealing with your heart, won't you come? Don't you want a home? I don't want to run from God. When I see Jesus, I want to run to Him. Abba, Father. Daddy, Father. See, a family, it takes a father. I'm glad we got a father. You know what it is? The family needs a mother. We got a mother today. And we're all brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. I saw y'all this week sing. And I get little glimpses of saying this is what heaven's going to be like. This has got to be it. It's the God I could shout if everybody wouldn't run me off. I could run to the church. Yelling. This is my family. I'm so proud of my family. You know what? I never had a grandmama. My grandmama, she went to what they called the old Milledgeville, where they sent the crazy folks. And my grandmama never would talk to me. I felt like I missed so much. Every time I went to see her, she was in the nursing home. And she would sit and look. Never say a word. I asked her one day. I said, Grandmama. I asked my daddy. I said, Daddy, has Grandmama ever been saved? Daddy said, Son, I don't know. I went in there in that room and I asked her one day. I said, Grandmama, have you ever been saved? And she looked right at me. She said, I was a little girl down at Brookwood Baptist Church where I met the Lord at. And she looked back at that wall and never said another word. Hey! I'm glad today she's my family! We've all had our bumps and bruises, ain't we? My little grandmama, they people probably wrote her off. Being crushed. I'm glad with Jesus though. When they said, look at that little nobody coming by. Jesus said, she's somebody. And when she went to the altar down that Brooklyn church, he called her daughter. 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 That's what we are. We're daughters and sons of Jesus. Don't you want a home? Don't you want a home? Don't you want a family? I want an eternal family. I'm tired. I told my daddy back. Told my daddy bye a few years ago. You know what? I tell you what, I'm glad I got some things on the other side. I'm glad they're not gone. It's just family that I'll go be with one day after all. Y'all sing, I'm done. Come on right now. Come on right now. If you want a family, God wants you in His family. He said, I prepared a house for you. I prepared a mansion for you. I prepared a place for you. He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. You ain't got to worry about me. He said, I would have told you if it wasn't so. He said that where I am, there you may be also. He's calling you that where I am, there you may be also. And He said, if I go away, He said, I will come again. He's coming one day after a while. Don't you want to go? I don't want to run from God. I want to run to Him. I've run enough from Him. I want to run to Him. Y'all say. God, hey. Lord, Lord.